Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly as we continue to recap the 2024 election. And now let's focus on what we learned in New Jersey. And to do that, we bring in KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty. And Mike, let's start overall. Republicans made a lot of inroads statewide here as well. Kamala Harris, the vice president, won the state, the Democrat, but by a significantly smaller margin than Joe Biden did 4 years ago. Did that surprise you?
Kind of surprising, simply because the latest polls that were out had this as a total blowout, and the Andy Kim race also had it as a total blowout. So the polls once again, you know, sort of miscalculated that Trump vote. I guess the most surprising thing is we trusted the pollsters again. I don't know.
Do you think there is something more than just this race as far as the state starting to lean more Republican? Is it a one-off? Have you gotten any feel or talked to anyone that you have a thought here?
It's hard to say if it's a one-off, though. Like, I don't think Steve Sweeney would say it's a one-off. You know, the truth is New Jersey is still very Democratic, though, you know, registrations have gone favorably for Republicans in the last year plus. It might be hard to admit for some Democrats, but, you know, the voters, they're not really identifying with all of the messages that Democrats are trying to sell in New Jersey. So I think it's been going this way for a little while, and here we are.
Now, there was a bright spot for Democrats on Tuesday. Congressman Andy Kim wins the New Jersey Senate seat that was vacated by Bob Menendez. He really has made history with the win and the campaign he ran, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, Andy Kim's a bright spot. He's a very popular politician in New Jersey. He's trying to make his message of unity.
And I hope to represent everyone in this state. Whether you voted for me or not, I serve you. And I hope to bring back meaning to that phrase, public service.
At his campaign party, he brought up the upcoming 250th anniversary of the United States and saying, you know, we really need to invest in this celebration and sort of mark it as a milestone that we are a great country. We've done so many good things. It's time to lean into the patriotism a little bit more. And he thinks that that's a good time to sort of refocus the energy, that anniversary is a good milestone to reach.
What else caught your eye as far as results Tuesday night in the Garden State?
Well, not necessarily our area, but I was watching that congressional race in New Jersey, Congressional District 7, pretty closely. You had the progressive Democrat Sue Altman. The supporters, they really thought they had a shot to take that seat away from Tom Kean Jr. There was a late sort of push nationally. I think some polls came out later that national Democrats thought, oh, okay, let's throw some money at this. It looks like we have a shot. And, you know, if the race was sort of run on social media, it would have been a landslide for Altman. But in reality, she lost by 7 points. So there's another sort of pretty disappointing showing for Democrats here.
Now, if there's one thing we can count on, it's that it's always election season, no matter where you are in the U.S. And in New Jersey, the governor's race will be on the ballot in 2025. Phil Murphy, of course, term limited, can't run again. How do you think what we saw Tuesday night will shape what we see a year from now?
The New Jersey governor's race is going to be wild because, first, there's a handful of people in the race already, with a couple more that might hop in later. We're talking big names here. It's not just, you know, Tommy from the pizza place, like congressmen, congresswomen. It's going to be busy. On the Republican side, it feels like whomever gets the Trump blessing is going to be the candidate there. So Democrats are going to have a sort of knockdown, drag out primary, whereas it might not be that way for Republicans. There are a few, you know, Jack Cittarelli's involved again, John Bramnick's involved. He's not exactly the most popular, you know, candidate. So whoever I think Trump decides he wants to pick is going to pretty much have a shoe-in for the Republican nomination. And then whatever happens with Democrats, it'll be interesting to see.
Thank you, Mike. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty joining us. And also want to note some history election night down in Delaware, where Democrat Lisa Blunt Rochester won, and she will become the first black woman to represent Delaware in the Senate. And Democrat Sarah McBride wins the state's at-large U.S. House seat, making her the first out transgender person to serve in Congress. We will have more of The Week in Philly after this. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.